Hello and good day, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Magic the First Pioneers podcast. This podcast, we talk all about the Pioneer format, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. I am your host, Kevin Finkel, joined here by my classic co-host.
Hey, everybody. I'm coming at you from the Japan. Sorry, not the Japan. From the Tokyo area of Japan. So you messed up the first time, and I messed up. Sorry about that, but... I'm the Japan hobbyist. Yes, there we go. My name is Ryan. How's everybody doing? How you doing, by the way,
Kevin? Yeah, I'm exhausted. It has been a long week for me. Yeah. We're going to be a little bit back and forth here today. Maybe we'll get weird with this episode. Who knows?
Yeah. It's going to be chill.
It's going to be chill. Just the two of us. You know, we're kind of in the waiting room for Kamigawa is what I've been feeling like. It's mm-hmm. like, man, a lot of the stuff I'm excited about for Kamigawa, but doesn't even start. Monday, maybe? Monday we might start getting spoilers, next or at least the Morrow teaser.
Yeah, we're going to start getting bigger, or I would say more and more teasers starting next week. I think the full thing's going to be out in 2 weeks maybe. But also I think we're going to be getting a banned and restricted announcement. It's probably going to hit Modern. Is there a chance it'll hit Pioneer though, as far as unbannings maybe?
I think it's highly unlikely. I don't think there's anything that, as format experts, we're pretty close into the meta, and I don't think that we see anything huge on that topic. Yeah. You know, we talked about it not too long ago, and even then I was on the fence when I thought Phoenix was, singularly tier one, and since then people have found ways to, it's still tier one, but they've managed to hate it. It's not tier zero.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't see any reason why they would ban anything. If they did, I think the only thing would be if they're not comfortable with the amount of combo in the format, which I mm-hmm. don't think is an uncomfortable amount of combo. I don't see them hitting, if they were to hit something, I feel like it would be Dig and mm-hmm. Treasure Cruise, and mm-hmm. I think that would be a sloppy hit. That would be very untargeted, which isn't the way that they normally do things.
It'd be a low blow.
Yeah, it would just be kind of a shot in the dark. That would tell me that they're not really paying that much attention to what's going on.
I would say usually an unbanning would happen if there was stagnation and people, wanted to, have a little bit more fun with the format. But everybody's exploring it. Everybody's playing it now. They're still finding new stuff. Still, everyone's playing different decks, which is great. So I don't think it's... I would be pleasantly surprised if there was an unbanning, but I'm happy with no changes at all.
Yeah, and what we did see though with the Pauper bans is a quite in-depth look of how they're analyzing the format. If we got something similar for Pioneer, even if they do no bans, that would be great to see. Just to see if they're paying attention, or I don't know who writes those, but if mm-hmm. you guys need any help, go ahead and reach out to us. We're happy to explain what and why could or could not be unbanned at any point. That seems like a fun job, really impressed how they did it for Pauper.
What is it called, the Pauper something organization or group or something like that? That play
Pauper organization group. Pop.
They're players. I have no idea. They're Pauper players that kind of do the testing and then let them know if there's things that need to be banned. It's kind of like they have the EDH group as well, that it kind of recommends stuff to Wizards. That's an organization basically that does all the play testing for them, because they can't do it themselves. I want to say that Crew 3 was talking about this the other week. I'm not sure. I heard it from somewhere. It might have been online on Twitter. But anyways, we're talking about Pioneer.
About Pioneer.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on the unbannings or bannings for next week real quick. But today's topic, do you want to introduce it? Or should I
introduce it? Well, let me introduce it and make sure that we're on the same page for what we're going to talk about. Is I talked about splashing. It's just, it's kind of a fun little thought experiment we could do. And what I was saying that would be interesting is if we went and looked at what the color pairs are kind of bringing in Pioneer and what adding another color might do. So I'd want to get really specific and go we're looking at Blue-Red Phoenix. What would happen if we could add black or white or mm-hmm. green to it? And specifically for the point of the conversation, I'm trying to say... if mana weren't an issue, every single one of these, we're going to say, hey, you could add this extra color and mana is going to be worse. It'll be slower. You'll have fewer utility lands, etc. But that doesn't mean that there's not powerful things that you could add by going into those colors. So that's kind of where I wanted to look at it, is kind of go through, either the archetypes or the color pairs and kind of say hey, what would the blank blank deck get mm-hmm. from looking at other colors? Just if they could, maybe if the mana is better in the future, what are the things they could do?
Yeah, so I approached it a little bit differently just because I know, that people want to... I mean, I know... Well, for example, Phoenix, I believe we've also already seen a Jeskai Phoenix. Somebody splashed in a third color to have access to white for, I want to say, was it Chain to the Rocks or something like that for the mirror? I don't know.
I've seen some sideboard cards, stuff like the fairy and the revelry in the mirror, in the sideboard.
So I went a little bit different in my choice of cards today when I was thinking of splashable cards. Not so much what would make the really good decks better, but what would make the combinations, the color, you know, pairs that aren't that good, what would make those better? Because, you know, for example, Hardened Scales Delta, a big hit to black-green, and it's like, I think it's one of the worst color combinations now. So that's how I approach today's topic. You know, I didn't so much go through cards for each of the archetypes or color pairs, but just like, hey, I would play a third color for this card, and I would put it in this type of deck. That's how I approached it.
Okay, I'm going to get you off track already. This is the kind of episode it's going to be. I'm going to get you off track all the time. You mentioned that you thought green-black is near the bottom of the two-color pairs list as far as power level. What's the rest of your list? I got to hear this.
Well, you want to start with that first?
Yeah, let's start with this. 10 to 1, what's the number here? Because I'd have to think about it, but I'm interested to have this conversation.
Blue-red is number one.
I would probably agree there. That's where my mind would go, would be blue-red number one.
And then number two, I'd probably say black-red. For, you know, mid-range, is, or sorry, black-red mid-range has been getting better cards. Pyromancer has been, you know, getting better cards. I like black-red. And then I would put blue-black.
I like that.
I'll put blue-black after that, just because I like what, you know, Harry 13 Scotland's been doing with the deck, and I think that it's very powerful and very underrated, and I'd put blue-white under that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I'm going to put blue-black a lot lower. Okay. There's really only the one deck, I want to say, that, you know, blue-black control, and that, I feel, is not the most popular version of control. I would put blue-black pretty low here, but we got to keep going.
Yeah, but blue-white after that, just because you have spirits, and of course you have control.
You've got spirits, you've got like control. That makes sense
Insole.
To me. Yes, and soul. You've got auras. You've got a few things there. That.
Yep. And then after that, I'd put like white red for like, you know, burn, and you know, we got heroic that's making the rounds now on MTGO. So I think that's a. I would have ranked it lower before, but I think it's really gotten better recently.
I was almost thinking I want to put white red a little higher now.
Yeah.
I almost want to move black red to four and white red to two.
I mean, a couple months ago, I would have had white red at like seven probably. After that, I have white black. I feel, you know, white black still, it's always a solid color combination. You have you know, auras, of course. It's kind of a known quantity now, and you know, sometimes it does really good, sometimes it doesn't. And then you have white black, you know, humans, but those kind of feel a little bit underpowered.
True. You got white black vampires though. That's certainly up there.
Yeah, that's kind of black with a splash of white, I guess. White black. I could move that up a little bit, probably. Like, after hearing what you said about blue black, I could switch that around, I guess. Then I would do green red. I feel like green red, just a little bit too slow for the format. You got a lot of really powerful three drops and four drops, but you know, there's really nothing really good at one or two at the moment for green red.
Yeah, it's taken a little bit of a hit, and again, it's a little bit. So yeah, maybe I would put green red there. You know, we're not talking about the multicolored, but like Jund and Winota are both green red decks. Like,
yeah,
I feel like those kind of get, like, there was like the green red aggro deck that's fallen down a little bit. I think that probably earns its place close here. Otherwise, the one I would be thinking would be like black green. As far as, you know, that is really, you know, we've got seen black green food. That at least is kind of a deck. Or green-white probably needs to be up there.
Oh, see, I have green-white at number 9 just because you got humans, you know, and, you know, I think there's like the angels, you know, book combo. But I feel like those cards are really, those decks are really easy to hate out. So power level-wise, yes, they give you some, you know, really powerful, you know, creatures early on. Or yes, they give you some really good sideboard cards, but I mean, they're just, they come down to it, you know. Coco is just hasn't been enough of an engine. There haven't been enough good cards. You know, we were talking the other day about how Thalia was kind of not disappointing, but just hasn't really I don't know,
hasn't made a splash, haven't made an impact.
Yeah, hasn't carried,
you know,
her
humans
weight
yet. Was doing really well this last week, but other than that, yeah, I agree, it's been not able to get a solid foothold into the meta.
And then I have Blue-Green at number 8, just because once it lost Uro and it lost, you know, was it Reclamation and stuff like that?
It lost a bunch of Reclamation, it lost Uro, yeah. It lost Oko, it is funny. For a long time, people always said that Blue-Green was the weakest combination of color in Magic, and mm-hmm. it just seemed like Wizards could not make a good Blue-Green card, mm-hmm. and that flipped on its head quite quickly.
Yeah.
I do think I agree there. Probably blue-green is the worst color combination in Magic right now. I would be very interested. Any blue-green decks you've got up there?
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's a blue-green Stompy, a blue-green...
Instant.
Rampy. Yeah, Flash seems like a tough idea.
It's kind of strong in Standard, but yeah.
Elementals, I don't know.
Yeah. And then my last one, I put black green. Like I said, Hardened Scales was like the last true black green deck. If you want to call Jund Food a black green deck, I guess you could do that. But like,
I think my point is there have been non-red.
There have been.
Yes.
Really? I haven't seen any of them.
I should be able to find a list. Yeah. Let me see if I can find one.
But we don't have Scales anymore. We don't have, rock decks really haven't been a thing at all. And I'm trying to think, there's one more. Oh, Dredge. You know, we haven't had Dredge at all either.
It's been a while.
Great, you know, decks before. And, you know, once those cards got banned, Black Green took a big hit. So that's my list. What's yours?
Okay, I think I'm similar here. I think I'm saying blue-red, white-red, blue-white, black-red, white-black, blue-black, green-white, green-red, green-black, blue-green.
Yeah, and I just want to preface, you know, my choices, and I guess our choices, as this isn't so much, you know, what the multicolor cards are. These are like, if you were looking at just these color combinations as decks, that's how.
Oh yeah, this wasn't planned out at all. Yeah. This is just me. You saying like, hey, I've got a tier list of how I think the color combinations are. I'm like, yo. Yeah. I love tier lists. If someone was like, hey, YouTube video, top 10 colors in Magic right now, I'd be like, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
So you guys have to listen to us now talk about colors in Magic. Anyways, this isn't our topic. Our topic is about splashing into those color combinations as well as, you know, single colored decks. Where did you want to start there?
So
why
don't
you guide us? Because you've got the organization and I'll throw us off track.
You know, before we start, like, what does splashing a third color give us for each color? I want to start there. You know, for example, like in blue, why would you splash blue into one of these decks that doesn't have blue in them already?
Okay, that's an interesting place to look at it. So blue, splashing it, you know, the first thing I think of would be counter spells.
Yep.
Especially out of the sideboard, bringing in something like Mystical Dispute, bringing in...
Stubborn Denial, maybe in a green red deck.
Maybe Stubborn Denial, maybe Disdainful Stroke if it's something that really loses to that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your combo deck, you want to be able to protect your own combo. That all sounds like reasonable reasons to splash some blue.
Would you splash it for tempo?
It's tough. Tempo is a weird thing in Pioneer where I feel that there are a lot of decks that depend on fast tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that makes dedicated tempo decks in a difficult spot because every deck is trying to interact early, is trying to get underneath each other.
I mean,
so if you're, you know, that makes it very hard to be like, hey, I'm going to play a one drop and a two drop and protect them for the rest of the game because everyone's trying to kind of do that and everyone has interaction for the turn one play.
I'm thinking more like cards that steal an opponent's card. Like I've seen people playing that, I want to say it's a Ixalan card that's like XX, blue, and you steal that many, you know, cards from target opponents or something like that.
Yeah, Entrancing Melody, I want to say, is the card you're thinking of.
So is that...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would be a weird one to splash, especially being a double blue card. Then, what about card draw? How do you feel about, you know, you're a red burn deck and you're splashing for Treasure Cruise?
Yeah, and I think, you know, people have tried out stuff like blue, black burn, or sorry, blue, red burn before.
Ooh, blue, black burn.
Sorry, yeah. But, you know, they have their burn deck, but they wanted to draw more cards. So they splashed red, or sorry, they splashed blue to get more cards. So, yeah, I could see that. I don't think it's as important as counterspells. I think the number one reason you're going to be splashing blue is to have some kind of counterspell.
Yeah.
All right. How about black? What would you be playing black for?
Well, probably removal. That's what I think of more than anything else is, hey, you're splashing black. Now you can play your Fatal Push. Some decks thought seize. I don't think that it's often that you would splash just to be able to play hand hate, just because there's not like combos that are that weak to hand hate, nor are there ones that are that important that you have to be able to interrupt it. So like if you were, you know, a white red aggro deck, I don't feel like you would splash black just to add discard, but maybe that's an option.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think maybe you splash black. Now, what I wanted to ask, splashing black for Fatal Push seems like a bad idea, because if you're only playing a little bit of a few black sources, you're not going to be getting those early black sources for Fatal Push. I would think you'd want to splash this more for cards like Extinction Event, or what's the one that exiles the Shadow's Verdict?
Well, that's a double black. I feel it's not really a Fatal Splash. Push is easier to splash than a...
But you know what I mean?
I kind of know what you mean. So a Hard Sweeper is something nice to have.
Heartless
Act, if you're talking about a more control deck. I don't mind Fatal Push, though. I think especially if you're like a one color deck right now, splashing and being able to play something like a Fatal Push is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
So you know, you're a mono green deck. If you're talking about splashing to green black, that's not that hard to do.
Yeah, Disruption, you know, I think people might have put in the Go Blank. You know, they might splash that into some other decks just to make them discard and also give the exile effect. So that's not a bad card to splash. How about white? Why are you playing white? Why are you splashing white?
So there, I think sideboard cards, I think things like Rest in Peace, I think the Silence, what is it called? Deafening Silence.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Maybe something like Light of Hope, but I know after that I'm a little bit blanking. What else do you think about for white?
Board wipes, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're not, if you don't have access to it.
Yeah, like if you could have a Settle the Wreckage, something that you can play like on turn 4 or 5 when you have the double white sources. Not so much something that you're gonna be playing on turn 1 or 2.
Life Gain's another one. You know, if you're a red deck and you're playing a red sweeper, you can replace that to Deafening Clarion. That's a big upgrade. Or just many, you know, many decks can just gain life that wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Maybe Enchantment and Artifact Hate?
Yeah, depending on what you wore previously, that's definitely a little better. That's what I was saying, like Light of Hope is you know, cheap Enchantment Hate.
What was the Dragon's Maze card, the Fuse card, the red one that's destroying artifacts?
Oh, Wear and Tear?
Yeah, there we go. Wear and Tear,
Yeah, that one's popular. Like,
the new one, I want to say it's from Strixhaven, that destroys an artifact or enchantment or does 3 damage to creature or planeswalker. I think that's another good card that, you know, if you're playing one color, you could splash that in. Green. Why are you playing green? Why are you splashing green?
So a couple reasons. You want to play dorks and you want to make your deck faster, so you're going to play 8 elves. Or you're going to play Collected Company because you want to, you know... You're playing a blue and white deck. Yeah. You want to put Collect Company.
Okay, I could see that. Are you splashing for elves?
You know, it's hard to call that a splash at that point. But if you were, you know, it's reasonable to call like Winota deck is splashing green for elves kind of thing, especially back when it had red payoffs.
Yeah, red, white, and splash green. Yeah, I could see that. But it's become more of a green, red, splash, white now.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to call that a splash because you do, if you're going for ramp, like early creature ramp, you're kind of depending on it.
Yeah.
But even like the Niv to Light deck kind of thing is playing Sylvan Caryatid and a couple things like that. I mean, that one obviously needs it because, you know, Bring to Light, but something like an Omnath deck is trying to play green just for like Omnath and Sylvan Caryatid.
I would say green as a green splash is something for like a finisher if you need like a Goggoroth or whatever. The 6/6 5 or 6/6 for 5.
Maybe I feel like if you wanted a Gargaroth in any other color combination, I could find you a reasonable 5-drop. It's pretty specific deck that wants that kind of just dumb beater.
That's a really good card though, but yeah. I can't really think of any other reasons I'd want to play green. Maybe like the uncounterable creature type effect. You know, we had the what was it? The Carnage Tyrant, the 7/6 camp. Or is it can't be countered, I think, and has hexproof? No, I can't remember. But something
Carnage
like that.
Carnage is like a 7/6 trample.
Yeah.
Hexproof. Can't be countered.
Yeah, I think. So before people wanted that, I don't know if they want green for that now. Green, I'm just not sure why I would be splashing for that.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. We'll have to take a look if there's any specific cards as we're going through and saying, like, hey, you know, this deck, if it splashed green, would it add anything?
Yeah. And then red. Why did you play red? Why would you splash that?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I feel like splashing red is a little unusual. I mean, there is early removal. Maybe that's what you need, but I feel like it's worse than black at that.
There are some hate cards, like this was the Vortex card. That's true.
Red has some individually good hate cards. It's got the Roiling Vortex. Yeah. It's got the Curse of Shaken Faith is okay. You know, probably worse than white as far as the Shaken Faith, but still reasonable.
Then we get the new Vampire. So, would you splash red for direct damage? Like, you need a big finisher, and you know, you get like an X. You know, red spell like Banefire or something like that.
Probably not. You know, fireballs haven't been really good in Pioneer that I know of. I think another reason is if you are a control deck, you might want earlier removal. You know, black does have Fatal Push, but other than that, it's the only real one mana one, so you get a little bit more option in red. You also get sweepers a turn earlier in red versus black or white.
Yeah, I can see some people maybe splashing for like an Anger of the Gods or...
Exactly. Anger, Spray. especially those early removal that exiles, the Magma Sprays, the Lava Coils, the Anger of the Gods.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. All right. I think that's kind of like a good setup now for our next part. So, you know, we talked about our color combinations, what we would rank them. We're talking about why we're going to be splashing. So before we kind of jump, I don't know, should we do this before or after? Well, I want to do this same before. Time. The current decks, what current decks do you think would gain from adding a third color? So stuff that's like in the metagame right now.
This is what I'm excited about. So let's talk Phoenix. What are things outside of blue and red that Phoenix could play if they were easily splashable?
All right, so before we add in the cards, though, I just want to ask you, just like in general, what decks do you want to focus on? Like what decks would you think would gain the most from adding a third color? That we could put something in every color if we wanted to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm interested in some of the newer ones. Like, I want to talk about the Heroic deck. I want to talk about Blue-Red just because it is a specific deck. And I want to talk a control deck for sure. So let's talk Blue-White or Blue-Black.
Okay. And I want to talk about Black-Red, maybe like adding blue.
Okay.
Something like that for Grixis. I've seen people playing that recently. Also, I think white-green, like I said, I ranked that really low, you know, like the Angels or the Humans deck. So I'd like to see what that maybe would look like as an Abzan deck or some other third color. And then also I kind of want to take a look at like maybe a Mardu version of a white-black or white-red like aggro deck.
You know, okay, let's talk about that.
All right, so now, I wanted to get into that first. Now we can kind of go into the cards. So I'd like to hear what cards you would like to splash into those, and like also just in general, what do you think are the best splashable cards in Pioneer? So I made a list of cards that I would like to splash.
And I will wing it like always.
Yeah,
sort of. I mean, so why don't you start us off with a deck here?
Well, I'm not really. I don't really want to start talking about a deck so much as I would play a third color to splash this card. Like that type.
People are so excited about the decks. Okay.
Because I was trying to go through all the decks, and like there's so many decks and like so many possible card combinations, it would just take forever to kind of make, you know, a definitive list of good cards. I mean, if you want to start first, you can.
No. Go ahead, because I want to catch up to where your head is at here.
You know, for example, like Agent of Treachery, I think would be like a splashable card. You know, you know, you're playing like some kind of.
So if Winota could play a fourth color and it would hurt it.
And I have seen...
Yeah.
But I'm saying I have seen people playing Jeskai Winota before. I think I showed you that list from Hallelujah about a month ago. People were playing Spell Queller and they were playing... it was more like a Spirits / Winota deck.
Yeah.
So that would be like a fun kind of like card, you know, that you could splash in there.
Hey, I tried splashing Omnath into Winota, but I'm a madman, don't mind me.
Yeah, so Omnath, it's four color. We're talking about just a splash. So that means just one
color.
Well,
yeah, you're a green, red, white deck, and you're adding blue for Omnath.
Okay. Okay, I guess splash could be fourth color. I didn't think of it like that, but... but yeah, I have that as one of my possible splashable cards. I have Hydroid Krasis as another one that, you know, used to see a lot of play in just the straight blue-green. But now I think, you know, it could power up decks like the green-red deck, maybe, if you're going a little bit bigger. I don't think it would fit into blue-red, though.
Yeah, that seems a little bit funky.
But I still think it's a really good effect. It's life gain. You get the benefit no matter if it's countered or not. You get a huge creature. Definitely some card that I'd want to splash.
All right. I'm on your page now. So here's one that I've been thinking about that I would love to splash in some decks mm-hmm. would be Clothis.
Okay. Why Clothis? And like, you know, what it's kind just of deck a would you splash it
raw,
into?
So I guess, yeah, there where I run into the problem is like, hey, all of our red decks are kind of a lot of Lurrus decks. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something we didn't mention is that splashing gets you access to different companions that you may not have had access to. Mm-hmm. So you could be like a, you know, what is a non... So, okay, you could be like a Phoenix deck that runs Lurrus or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that happens. You know, if you're playing splashing white or something, and because... you're paying three mana at a later time, you don't really need to have that, you know, third color right away. So
Yeah. You don't need it right away. It's you know, it is two mana, but like, yeah, then you could just run Phoenixless Phoenix.
But you were talking earlier about that one. Teferi. Great splashable card. Where would you put Teferi? What decks would you splash him into?
So where Teferi would interest me would be in control decks that aren't already running blue-white. So for me, that's, I think, just really blue-black. Mm-hmm. But blue-black just doesn't have quite the same level of 5-mana Planeswalker. So that seems like a big upgrade. If you could freely splash white into mm-hmm. blue-black, I think Teferi would be the reason why.
And also, I think before, like Phoenix could use Teferi, right?
Theoretically, yeah. I think that Teferi in the sideboard of Phoenix might make sense, although I think that in specific matchups now, the alternate win con of Jace is probably more important, even though Jace raw power level isn't quite as strong as Phoenix, or Teferi.
You ran at cards a lot quicker in the Phoenix decks. What about Teferi in Insul?
The 5-mana Teferi?
Yeah. Is that too much?
It's a Lurrus deck, for one thing.
True. But if you needed something sideboard for longer games or something like that. But I guess, yeah, it probably doesn't work well. All right. Other cards you would splash. I think Ashiok Nightmare Muse would be a good splashable card. You know, if you're playing like a blue-white control deck and you need some better finishers or something to finish the game a little bit more quickly... You know,
that's where, you know, Ashiok's the worst Teferi there. I feel like if you're in blue-white, you've got access to Teferi, so you'd have to be something like blue-red control and not have access to something comparable.
Okay. Okay, well, not Ashiok.
Sorry to make it tough. something like Kolaghan's Command might be something that I would say, just to keep us moving along. You know, if you're in red or black and you get access to the other one of those, that's just a raw power card, mm-hmm. Good in a lot of matchups and can win you some games.
I would also say Blood Baron. Viscopa is a good splashable card. I know that, you know, I want to say Claudio's played it before in his Niv decks.
Yep.
So if you're playing, you know, black or white and you need to have access to something that's going to block both of those, it's a really good card you want to splash. And it's 5 mana, so you don't have to have that mana right away.
Now, you don't have to only splash 4 or 5 drops. Yeah. Although, I'll talk about one more 5-drop is, you know, we already said Lurrus, but Yorion. Are there any decks right now that aren't in Yorion colors that could have a 80-card version?
So Yorion, you mean like Esper Yorion?
You know, maybe, sure. Okay, so let's say I'm going to play Vampires and I'm going to throw Yorion. I guess you don't even need to, they've got white already.
I would think maybe the blue-white or black-white maybe. I think I've seen mid-range before, actually, but black-white's
already... Well, sure, but they're already in white. So, yeah, so what's a color... What's a deck that's not in blue or white in Pioneer?
Blue-green? I don't know. See,
The rough ones? Yeah. Black-red. What about a black-red splashes for...
From Mardu?
Blue, maybe.
Like a mid-range?
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, and then, like, the black-red mid-range gets to add Yorion, because they don't currently get to play a companion. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it could become Mardu or it could become Grixis at that point.
Yeah, love some Grixis.
Bring to Light, I think, is another card that we saw a lot of people splashing just to be able to use Valky before.
Yeah, that has died down. I think that's still a valid strategy that hasn't seen play in a while. I wonder what killed that. I don't have a specific reasoning yet. If I thought about it, we could probably find some decks. And, you know, maybe there's just better decks in the format right now, but that's certainly valid. If you're like a Grixis deck and you can afford to splash green.
I would say Yasharn, Implacable Earth, is another good splashable creature. Like, especially if you're going to be playing like green, red, and you want something that's going to be stop like the sacrifice effects, for example. So Yasharn I would have in there. Maybe Supreme Verdict would be something you could splash into
a white deck or something.
Yeah, like a white-red deck. Because it's like white-white-blue, right? So you just need that one blue thing. Trying to think what else. I mean, that could also be splashed into a white-black deck, I think, if you were going more mid-range.
Okay, I feel like we're getting lost in the sauce just a tiny bit. So let me try and bring it from my direction. Let's look at something like Heroic, because I feel like we're going kind of big creatures. Let's talk like little spells. They've got a great creature base. Are there any cards that would be an upgrade for that deck if they could run green, black, or blue cards?
I don't really think you're going to find any black cards that target creatures that give it any benefit.
Target your own creatures?
Yeah, you give it like Death Touch, or you give it, you know, Indestructible, that sort of thing. And green maybe. I think green's got a couple
things. I think Dromoka's Command is the first thing that interests me. I also think the protection spells, you know, Blossoming Defense is +2/+2. That's a kind of an upgrade possibly over, you know, God's Willing is good because it can get you through blockers. There's also Become Immense.
Yeah, true. We haven't seen that for a long time. We used to see some play in Atarka's, Atarka Red back in Frontier, so.
What about blue? You know, back in the day, the Heroic decks would run like Ordeal of Thassa, and that would be a big reason to be going into blue. I think that's probably not quite what the deck is looking for, especially with some of the instant and sorcery related things, but maybe that's an option.
And we also had our spoiler card from last time that, you know, would work really well in a Heroic deck. Whenever you target it, you get to draw a card, right?
I think the white-red Heroic deck's a little bit more aggressive than that.
Okay. All right, so what, let's go a couple more decks. Tell me what else, you know, you would like to see put into some of these other, you know, popular decks.
So how about the mono-red deck? You know, that deck takes a lot of advantage of its mono base, and that's a big reason why it is mono-red. But if there were lands that would let you splash, like blue or green or black in particular, is there anything? Well, probably, you know, we kind of have a black-red mid-range. We kind of have had white-red aggro. What about green or blue? Is there anything from those colors you think would really add to that kind of mid-range red kind of deck? You know, the ones with, like, Chain Whirler or Torbran, a lot of Chandra's. Well, like, what could you do there?
Like a Tarka's Command, I was just saying. That's something you splash green for that, maybe, for the extra damage and the, you know, the Skullcrack effect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure you're going wide enough, but that's decent. That's at least a... it is nice when you can... That one shuts off life gain, too, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're playing the... what was it effect? The Eidolon version. You know, you got, like, eight two-drops, and then, like, I don't know, is it another 8 1-drops? I don't know if it plays that much.
It's either 4 or 8 1-drops, yeah. Some of them are just playing with Soul Scar Mage and nothing else.
Yeah. So that's something I would probably splash into mono-red.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else that I would add in there that's not already in the white-red deck.
I could see, like, trying Wandering Mind. I think we saw someone trying that with, like, a blue-red.
Was Wandering Mind...
Part of what made me think about this is, like, you know, the Chandra, the three-mana one. Mm-hmm. I think I made a Twitter poll about this. It's like, you know, she finds red cards, so you really want to be playing mostly red, but mm-hmm. you could be playing red and blue and still be reasonable there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Might be something to try out.
Hmm. Any other decks you'd like to splash other things into?
Okay, yeah, I was just, you know, just finishing up red. Probably Clothis is one that I'd be interested in there if I were splashing green. I could see some of the Planeswalkers, you know, the new Arlen's actually pretty good.
Now, what did she do? I haven't actually had a chance to play with her that much.
Okay, let me see if I can remember it all from memory. So she's got the day-night thing, so she starts on the day side if she's the first day card you've cast. Mm-hmm. 4 loyalty for 2 and a red and a green. And her -3 makes 2 wolf tokens, 2/2/2 wolf tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Her +1 makes it that creature spells until your next turn you can cast as if they had flash, and any creature that comes into play gets a +1/+1 counter on it.
I like that.
The backside has 2 abilities, a +1 to add red and green mana, and a 0 to become a 5/5 werewolf with trample, haste, and prevents all damage to her.
Sounds good.
That should be everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Let's see how I did. Did I miss anything?
And what are we splashing her into?
Backside, it's a +2, not a +1. I missed one thing.
So she's red green, right?
Mm-hmm. I was saying, put her in this red deck. See what that does.
Okay. You like the more chunky red type build?
Yeah, like a chunky red type deck.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, sorry, I kind of sidetracked us with the splashable cards.
Oh, I'll find something else to sidetrack us, though.
I mean, I have don't a lot more worry. On my list, but I don't want to like sidetrack you from your way of thinking.
Yo, these Kamigawa cards, though. No, okay, I think we talked. So is there anything cool you would add to Phoenix? Like any, you know, even not just Phoenix, but like the blue-red spells deck or the blue-red Phoenix deck or the blue-red Thing in the Ice deck, whatever kind of blue-red deck you've got. Anything that green would really add? You know, I don't think that's something we've talked about.
That would add to the blue. Yeah, see, Phoenix is hard because Phoenix, I already feel like, is optimized and you don't really need to add too much more to it. Like if you were more of a creature-based deck, I would add something like a Serac maybe. You know, if we're going into, like, Temur, you know, add, like, green for that. There was, like, Song of Creation, maybe, which, you know, keeps on letting you draw cards. And you have to discard at the end of your turn, but, you know, that's really doesn't matter, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Song of Creation is the one that's Temur colors, right?
Yeah.
I think people were playing that in Kethis or some other combo deck before for a little bit.
Kind of a similar. Yeah, I can't think of much either.
Yeah.
I think as far as cheap spells, which is what the deck wants and needs, there's not a lot that I can think of in green that you know, basically cantrips yourself.
Maybe Phoenix could use some black cards.
Yeah, I could see that if we were messing around with adding something like Claim to Fame to bring back your Thing in the Ice, like that.
You could also maybe use the Cut to Ribbons. You know, I mean, the 4 damage to any creature is okay, but, you know, being able to, you know, put it into your graveyard and then use it as a way to kill your opponent afterwards is not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
You'd also get access to Kroxa. You'd have another way to use your graveyard if you were to splash, you know, black into your Phoenix deck.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what else Phoenix would want, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe it kind of seems like green's just a tough one. Green doesn't seem to add a lot. Like if I'm talking, what about our control decks? Does green add anything to those?
Green, like a Bant color, you know, like deck or something, or you know, adding.
Sure. Like, yeah, like you're currently blue white, and what would adding green to your deck do for you?
Well, you get Tamio. Stops people from using discard on you, which is not so bad if there's a lot of, you know, black in the metagame at the moment.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. What other good green cards would you want in a control deck? I can't think of anything else. I mean, like I said, I was already talking about Hydroid Crisis, but those are all like creature-based cards. So I can't really think of anything else that I would play.
I could see, like, maybe if you wanted something like Wayfinder or Nissa, Vastwood Seer, like, you know, like cards that basically like early blockers that also replace themselves. Get you towards your end game of ramping up. I could see Growth Spiral.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more excited to talk about Grixis, though.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, black-red earlier. What could blue add to the, what do you call them? What could blue add to, like, the Pyromancer / Arcanist decks?
Ooh.
Or mid-range? Or what could red add to, like, that blue-black control deck that we were talking about earlier? So I know...
So...
Yeah.
Let's start with the Pyromancer. What would we add to Pyromancer? It's actually a little tough there because I feel like what Pyromancer is kind of missing is an additional threat and maybe an additional one drop. I don't think blue adds much there.
Yeah. If you want one drops, I would go with, you could do Chained to the Rocks. I think it would work pretty well with Blood Crypt and Sacred Foundry if you're splashing, you know, white. And black red. So if you wanted a little bit more removal, a little bit better sideboard, you know, hate cards and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, how about the one that doesn't have Arcanist in it? So we were looking at
mid range.
I want to say like LLAA11 has been doing this some. I'm still looking at the like the Lurrus versions. So they're playing Kroxa, they're playing Bloodtithe Harvester, they're playing usually like Veldarin Epicure. If we could splash and add Expressive Iteration to that deck, that could be something that interests me. That doesn't work as well in the Arcanist deck because Arcanist only hits the one CMC stuff. I don't feel like you're going to splash just for Consider, but I could see splashing for Expressive Iteration. That could actually be a pretty powerful card.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a... I mean, Expressive Iteration is never a bad card.
Yeah. Right? What about Thing in the Ice in that same kind of deck? You know, it's a Claim to Fame deck. Would that make any sense? Or would that be a little too crazy?
If you could flip it and then give it haste.
Drop down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah, there we go. That's Missy Elliott, right?
Yeah. That could be interesting. I could see it being decent in that deck, especially with some of the stuff having good Enter the Battlefield effects. You know, if you're bouncing your own Veldarin Epicure, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, maybe. I like that. I think that, you know, adds a little bit another layer of complexity and also a couple different ways to attack your opponent. So I could go with blue there.
Yeah, you'd have to see what's cuttable. I'm not sure how much is cuttable and whether or not the mana supports it, of course.
So
the horse, of course.
How about blue-black? You know, I said I was kind of interested in seeing what blue-black could do with a splash. So if you're adding a little bit of red in there, how does Nicol Bolas sound?
Yeah, Nicol Bolas is where I'm excited or would be excited.
So like, for example, would you go with the Ravager? Would you go with the Dragon God? You know, which ones would you splash in there?
Probably the Ravager is where I'm thinking. Depends on what kind of control deck. You know, Ravager might be more of a discussion for... We were talking about, like, the black-red mid-range, adding blue to it. Ravager gets you there. The control version, do they want... they don't have Teferi? I could see the 5-mana one. Yeah, I could see trying the 5-mana one if the mana supports it.
Because especially if they have no way... If your opponent doesn't have any way to get rid of it, and you're just, like, a control deck, it finishes the game very quickly. It's like, oh, you don't have any legendary creatures, you're dead.
Yeah, a little bit. I think Kolaghan's Command there is nice, especially if you can bring some things back to hand. Even like Dreadbore might be an improvement, depending on if they want to be instant speed.
Yeah.
You could probably run some number of Anger of the Gods just to have that early exile, like we were saying, or like a Flame Blast Bolt.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'm kind of excited about blue-black. Let's just go over the decks we were talking about we wanted to improve earlier. I wanted to improve like white green or black white humans, either and try to take it to Abzan. I think Abzan where it needs to be, but like you said, mana, if we actually have all of
the... If the mana was good enough.
Yeah, if we have all the fast lands. We don't have all the fast lands right now. So once we get all the fast lands, I think it'll be fine. And I would like to
So what do you get from there? You'd get like General Kudrow. You'd be able to play General's Enforcer.
Yes. Yeah, Kudrow I think is a big one right there. Even Anafenza wouldn't be bad, I think, if we're able to play all three colors.
That's true. You know, she's kind of a big ask, but at the same time, if you could play her against, you know, maybe as a sideboard card, you bring it against Phoenix and just kind of shuts everything down.
Yeah. So those are the big things. Like you said, Kudrow and Afenza. I mean,
as well as some removal, you know, you get Fatal Push, you get Dire Tactics.
Assassin's
Trophy.
You could
play Kitesail Freebooter.
But you get Assassin's Trophy and Abrupt Decay as well are made available once you are able to splash that third color in there.
I'm down. I think I've got an Abzan Coco list I'm gonna take another look at.
So yeah, I like Abzan. I think that definitely adds a more. And my other one was taking like white black or white red and adding a third color to make it Mardu. So like if we were to take like the white black, I don't think you'd want to. I don't know if you would want to use auras. I don't think auras would be something you'd really want to splash a third color with. I don't think red adds that much. I mean, there's some stuff that turns stuff into glass cannons, but like nothing that's like really powerful.
So if you're playing, you're talking about like you're like a blue white auras deck and you got to add red. I think one of the biggest pickups there is Chain of the Rocks. You know, it's just a good aura.
Oh,
and
if you, have
you
the
play
lands.
That with SRAM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously that's an even bigger ask as far as splash wise, but you get to throw a Chain of the Rocks onto a mountain and draw a card from SRAM. That seems pretty good.
Or, I would say Chain's probably a good splash if you go three colors, because then you have access to more mountains.
That is true. You get to play the three color ones, but those are awkward in an aggro list, of course.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to add anything. I don't think Burn would really get anything from adding black.
It could play Discard. It could play
Alms in the Veins, whatever.
Yeah, you know, we've been kind of seeing that black, red, discard, burn, aggro, whatever list.
Yeah.
That could go along with that.
Call Against Command, I guess you could add that into the burn, you know.
Sure.
Get some of your creatures back. That's not bad. What about white-black? You know, well, if we were looking at either, like, the white-black Yorion or, like, the white-black humans, would adding red make that any better? Would, you know, aside from, like, the Abzan before that.
One thing we didn't talk about that splashing red does give you, and we probably should have mentioned, is Fires of Invention.
Mm-hmm.
I could see if you're like a black-white Yorion trying out a Fires version of the list, just because Fires plus Yorion is such a strong combination.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually... I'm going to write some of these ideas down. So, Mardu Yorion?
Yeah. I mean, I've been having a lot of good ideas for new decks I want to try out, for example, like Mardu. So definitely I'll be brewing these up afterwards, and maybe we can put them in our next brew episode after Kamigawa comes out.
So in a couple weeks, you'll hear us all complaining about how bad our mana is because we're trying to play five-color decks, and it's going terribly. Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What were the other decks? You want to just talk about your other decks that you wanted to improve? And then we'll maybe end it after that?
I think we touched on them all.
Yeah?
I think we touched on all of them, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe is there anything the sacrifice deck would get outside of Jund colors?
So like if we did black green plus white or black green plus
blue?
Yeah,
I guess not really. There's much that I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Abzan Ascendancy like puts a token into play whenever you sacrifice a non token permanent.
Yeah.
So I think
I don't know about that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm okay. So I guess you know I'm done for today. I apologize for going off. Off.
We were on topic 100% of the time. Anyone who says otherwise is lying, because we are the First Pioneers Podcast. And if you like our mildly on topic ranting, go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We are at MTG Pioneer, and it's a great place to stay up to date with anything going on in Pioneer because we always retweet news, other content creators, etc. You can also find Ryan.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at YoJapanHobbyist. But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about Kamigawa next week and getting back into like the new stuff.
Yep, perfect. And you can also find our link to our Discord there. That's another good way to stay in contact with us. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Hope that you all enjoy this content, that we can continue to make great Pioneer content for you. We are your first Pioneers content. We are dooming out.